This is the message from Connection Community Church for Sunday, June 22nd, 2025. Armor of God, Sword of the Spirit.
Well, good morning, Connection Church. Good morning. Isn't this just a glorious day to be part of God's creation? Amen. Amen. Here in the sanctuary, there at home, it's just a celebration to be God's people in God's house, worshiping and praising God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What a great, great day. Yeah. So today we wrap up our message series about the armor of God. Paul's words in Ephesians 6 give us an action plan to secure victory against the enemy. Strapping on the armor, we are protected from head to foot, from the belt of truth to the breastplate of righteousness, from those good news shoes we talked about to the shield of faith to the helmet of salvation. This morning our focus is on an instrument, on a tool, on a weapon that we are given to both defend against and attack the one who is working every single day very hard to defeat us in this cosmic battle for our souls. This morning we're going to consider the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Well, good morning, Connection Church.
Good morning.
My name is Carrie Jones.
I'm Alan Jones.
And we are two sinners who have been saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being here. My glasses keep fogging up because of my tears, so I'm going to have to do this a lot. I want to say a special welcome to our dear friends. We started in ministry, you were ahead of us, but you were kind of a newer pastor. Boyd and Linda Etter, could you stand up? They're some of our longest running friends, and Boyd was our pastor when we first started knowing Christ. They've come up from Millsboro to worship with us today. And then we've got Shelly and Paul and their son. Could you stand up? Shelly was one of Aaron and Megan's friends. We had chicken pox together, all that growing up. We did your marriage when you got married. And then we've got Monty. It means so much that you're here with us today. Thank you. So. All right. I'm doing good. 2.5 weeks out. Started doing steps yesterday, normally, sort of. So keep the prayers coming. Thank you. Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you so much for this day. It's a day that you've made. It's a day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for the gathering of your people, the family of God, as we lean in to hear from you. Lord, I've been saying this every week, almost for years. Give us laser focus. Now, is that amazing or what, that I've been saying the last name for all these years? But give us laser focus to love you, to hear your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Everybody agreed and said?
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's get started. Ephesians 6, verse 17, say it with me. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's what we're focused on today. We've been in a cosmic battle. We've been talking about that over the last 5 weeks now. It's this brutal conflict that has eternal ramifications. And so we need to get all the protection that we can get. And that includes a sword, not only for defending, but also for attacking. The sword is an invaluable weapon for fending off the enemy, for keeping the enemy at bay, and for sending him on his way. Now, being aware of the sword is one thing, but knowing and understanding the sword, which is the word of God, is quite another.
So, Catching Courage is a Christian blog that offers some insights into 5 actions we can take to use and better understand the scriptures. The first is hearing the word of God, hearing the word of God. Holy Spirit is constantly sharing God's word with us, sometimes an audible voice, sometimes an inner voice, sometimes through our gut, our heart, our spine. sometimes through visions, sometimes through dreams, sometimes just nature around us can speak to us. Holy Spirit uses a variety of means to share the Word of God with us. The Holy Spirit can communicate very loud and dramatically. Like on Pentecost, when he came and filled the house with mighty rushing wind and dividing tongues, like tongues of fire that appeared and rested on the shoulders of each of Christ's followers in that upper room that day. At other times, and it seems probably more often, the Holy Spirit speaks to us in more quiet, subtle, gentle ways. As I've shared before entering ministry, I was quietly sitting alone in a church, not my church, but a church that one of my insurance customers had suggested. And he said, it's a pretty little church. We got painted tin on the walls. It's never locked. You ought to go in. So I did one day. I went in and sat down, and while sitting there, I got kind of a mild electrical charge down my spine. That was a new thing. And then after a little while, I moved up into the balcony, and I was given a vision of a Christmas Eve service that closely resembled the ones we had when I was a kid, not at that church, but another church. And this church I was in, they didn't have a Christmas Eve service at the time. They shared one with the two other churches. They were part of a three-church, and they did one at one of the other churches. They didn't have one. But later that same year, I was sitting in that same seat downstairs. It was that seat right back there, last row on the aisle. and waiting to be introduced as the pastor of that church and two others, that three-point charge. And that Christmas Eve, we had a Christmas Eve service in that church, which pretty much resembled that vision that I had had months before. See, the Holy Spirit had spoken to me, and I'd heard him, and not a single word was uttered, but he'd spoken, yeah. The Holy Spirit speaks in many ways, and we need to be careful. We need to be quiet so that we don't miss the message that God is offering to us. We need to tune in, get rid of distractions, and listen for the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit wants to share with us.
The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Our sword is not what we typically think of as a sword. The one we have is sharper. It's more powerful than any actual sword you've ever touched. Here is our sword. Here is your sword. The Word of God in written form. There's nothing more powerful that we have than God's Word in this cosmic battle that we're in. Satan does not have a chance when we open his Word, when we read his Word, when we take his Word into our hearts, our sword.
Mm. Back when I was in junior high school, just a couple years ago, we had a youth group at church led by the pastor's mother. By her mother. And we used to have this activity called the sword drill. Yep. And what that was, some have had that, yeah. Miss Huffling would call out a verse of scripture, first one to be able to look it up and share it, got a point, you know. She was introducing us to the sword Carrie just held up, to the Bible. She was introducing, getting us familiar, having us open it and actively participate using this powerful weapon.
So, Amy Novosel, the director of Children and Family Life, she does the same thing. She doesn't call it a sword drill, but most weeks she gives the kids back in the gym, ages 5 through 5th grade, a Bible. Like they have the Bible in their hands. And she says, okay, find Philippians 4, verse 8, or that. And the first one to find it probably gets a little prize or a clap or something. But it is more important to her than anything that the kids at Connection Community Church take in Scripture, have it in their hearts to prepare them for life, for what we see our youth in their testimonies, and us as adults, all those people have poured into us over the years. But it's Amy's passion, and we can see that, and Amy's team, that they understand and take in the Word of God. Why is this such a powerful weapon? Why? Well, the Apostle Paul answers that question to his protege, Timothy. Here's what he says, 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed, and it is useful. Here's what it's useful for: teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Remember, right living. So that the servant of God, that's you, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
So what this means is that the Bible in its entirety is inspired by God. It implies that the words of Scripture originated from God and were written down by human authors under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. God breathed. You know, in Greek, the word for breath is the same word for wind, and it's the same word for spirit. So there you go. Pneuma. God supernaturally guided the writers, ensuring that their writings accurately conveyed God's message. All scripture is God breathed.
It's not just reading the word, but it's reading the word daily, every day. You know, the evil one doesn't take a break. He doesn't say, okay, I'm going to take a day off. And nor should we ever take a day off. Is that hard? Yes. I said to Alan as we were practicing, we always practice this, and revise again and again. And I said, oh gosh, I didn't do this morning. You know, it needs to be a pattern, a rhythm. It's a discipline. And God's word, the Bible, it's not just a, it's a story from cover to cover that comprises, it's 66 books, and it involves the law. We see Moses given the law. That's a lot in Leviticus, which is not the funnest book to read. Prophecy, history, there's letters to churches, letters to people. It talks about morality and justice and sin and right living and marriage and parenting and relationships. Everything is in here. Everything is in here. Now, at first it was transmitted orally, but then it began to be written down around 1400 before Christ. And then the last book, Revelation, was written around 100 after Christ, A.D. Now, that's a period of 1,500 years that this book, that God inspired people to write down his word, his message for each one of us. We see the beginning of creation to the end, and we know the victory. We know how God is victorious.
And so if we read the Bible daily, we are consistently in touch with God, allowing God to teach us, to guide us, to correct us, to rebuke us, to train us in righteousness for God's sake. It gives us instructions for serving God and one another, thoroughly equipping us for every good work. That's what we just read in 2 Timothy. When we are in touch with God through his word, we are more able to hold off the attacks of Satan that are designed to draw us away from God. Reading God's word draws us ever closer to the Holy One.
And so it's more than reading. It also involves study. We need to study the word of God. That's why we have small groups. That's why we try to teach, although we can't get deep on a Sunday morning, but there's lots of opportunities here at Connection to study the Word of God. Attend classes. Our first serious Bible study was when we were in our late 20s, early 30s, and it was called Disciple Bible Study. How many people here have taken Disciple Bible Study? Yeah, a lot of us. When we took it, now there's a fast track now, but when we took it, it was 32 weeks.
How?
32 weeks. So that meant getting a babysitter, paying a babysitter, 32 weeks. We didn't have family around. Paying a babysitter. That also meant that Alan had to take a night off of work. You know, when he took a night off of work, that meant no commission, no sales. But studying the Word of God and learning about God was more important. And so it has helped me as a wife, as a mom of four amazing kids, and now as a grandmom, in my job as a nurse, as I've had relationships, eventually my call to ministry. It all started then. And so it started with exploring, studying, asking questions. I remember when we read John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. I burst out laughing. It's like, that is just like the weirdest sentence in the world. But then I took time and with a group, and it was in a safe place. And it was really over the next few years that I began to understand that. But that was the beginning of earnestly seeking who God is and who I am as a child of God.
So in addition to study, there's memorization. I think memorization is somewhat of a lost art these days. I know it is for me. You know, but if we consistently, consciously memorize, it sticks. When I was a kid, we did this Christmas play, and it was the same play every year for a few years. And we took the letters for the word Christmas, and it spelled like, for example, "See us for Christ, child sent from above, bringing to earth God's sweet message of love." Or, "S is for shepherds watching by night, slowly around them shone a great light." "M is for Mary, mother so fair, I can't remember the color of her hair." Oh no. I remember the first half. That must have been some other kids. I don't remember that whole thing. But I didn't look those up for today. Those are in there from, well, let's just say a lot of years ago. I mean, I can't get rid of them. That's what memorization does. It sticks with you. You carry it with you. You know, the scriptures, if you have a few in there, and whether you have your Bible or not, that's not going to matter when you're in need, when you're at a point where you need that scripture to draw on, to call on it, to cling to it, you've got it with you because you took the time and the challenge of memorizing it and making it part of you.
So we've talked about go-to scriptures. You've heard us for 24 years say, what are your go-to scriptures? Get a scripture in your head or two scriptures in your head. We've talked about how important that is. You know, when days get hard, Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. Some of you have gotten this from me. You only need to be still. How about when you feel lost? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. How about when there's someone in your workplace that just plucks your last nerve? Whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is trustworthy, whatever is admirable, excellent, think on those things. And the peace of God will cover you. You don't have to know the exact words. That was a little bit of a Carrie paraphrase. But you just got to put it in your heart. I can't tell you how many times that I've felt like somebody might be saying something to me that I want to get defensive on. And I'm like, whatever is right, whatever is true. How about when anxiety or fear takes over? You have at just a thought, do not be anxious about it in anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, present your request to God. And what happens? The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will cover your hearts and minds. Who? In who? In Christ Jesus. This is so powerful to study, to memorize, so that you have got it at your fingertips. Because when there's an attack, it's like, for God so loved me that he gave his only son. You've got it in your heart. You are ready. Memorization is a powerful weapon that God gives us with just a thought.
So we hear the word, We read the word, we study the word, and we memorize the word. The fifth and final approach for having that sword ready at all times for defending against the attacks of Satan is to meditate on the word. Meditation means to deeply reflect on the scripture, not just reading it, but actively engaging with its meanings and the implications. It's about allowing God's word to saturate our minds and our hearts, to shape our thoughts and our actions. It's actually a form of communication with God, inviting God to speak to us through his word. It's a time to ask questions. It's a time to seek clarity. It's a time to pray for understanding. It's not a passive activity. It leads to transformation, complete change. It brings clarity. It orients our hearts. It anchors us in the truth. It's a spiritual discipline, a practice or a habit, an essential discipline that helps us grow in godliness and intimacy with the one in heaven, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And so we want to give you a tool to help with this. Now, if you go to our website, just show up, and you look for messages, these slides will be there. And you can even rewatch this if you want. But we want to give you a method, and it's called the SOAP method. Now, if you're a nurse, back in the old days, we used this in our charting. But this is a way that we can delve into scripture. SOAP, S stands for scripture. O stands for observation. A stands for application. P stands for prayer. All right, so we start by reading scripture, or it might be a line, it might be a section, and you read it out loud, you might write it down, you might look at it again and read it, gone over it, and then after that, observation. So what is it about this scripture that stands out? Is there a word that stands out? Is there a phrase that kind of catches you? What's happening before this is done? What's happening afterwards? Are there some main characters? Are there some little known characters? Like you start observing and you're delving back in. That takes a while. And then we move to application. Here's the hard part. How does God want to personalize this scripture or this passage in my life? What truth of scripture can be applied in my life, in your life? That's kind of the hard part. It's easy to read it and study it, but the application piece, but that's what we're called to. And then P stands for prayer. Now, I'm also going to say we need to pray before we start. So prayer is the bookend, both ends of it. But pray after you studied the passage, read it, you know, looked at observations and application. Pray and say, okay, God, thank you for this. Thank you for your word. Help me, by your Holy Spirit, live this out and apply it in my life. And so this SOAP method, scripture, observation, application, prayer, is really a great way to help us meditate on scripture.
So the armor of God. Over the last 5 weeks, we've taken the verses in Ephesians 6, piece by piece, looked at them very closely. Let's look back at the entirety, Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. Again, this is the New International Version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on what? The full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. And once you think the devil doesn't have schemes, oh boy, watch out, because they're coming. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth tucked around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Those are those good news shoes we talked about. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can put out those flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what?
The word of God.
The word of God.
All right, Connection Church. You are loved. You are so loved by the Most High God. You are completely known by the one who created you. And you are never alone. As a child of God, you carry his image and his promises with you. No matter what today brings, no matter what tomorrow brings, remember this. You are chosen, you are redeemed, and you are held by grace. You are his, and that changes everything. Over the last 24 years, you have heard us preach that in lots of different ways. Did the math. It's about 1,200 plus sermons to you. We want to tell you to armor up. Armor up. Keep walking in the truth. We sang a few moments ago, the precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Satan's a liar. And so we get to live in truth and in the victory of Christ. We love you. Thanks be to God for our time. More than anything, we want you to live this and believe it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, we do thank you for your word that is true, that is right, that is you are unchanging, same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Your love never fails. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are our good shepherd. You are a rock, a redeemer. You are the great physician. Thank you, God. Help us live each day as a thank you note to you for waking us up so that we can be about your business for one more day. Lord, you are a good, good Father. We thank you and praise you. In the name of the Father and the Son and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And everybody agreed and said,
thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people with Jesus and the new life he offers.